Well, if you are a Magigoria supporter and you have not turned this off or unsubscribed from my channel, and you made it this far, then I commend you for being open-minded. As you can tell, this video is not going to be very favorable towards Magigoria. I personally do not believe this is an authentic apparition of our Blessed Mother, and I have several reasons for that, which I will go over in this video. Now, I do want to start off by saying I used to be a believer of Magigoria. And if you are supportive of Magigoria, if you believe in it, I don't judge you. I'm not saying that you're wrong or trying to make you feel bad or stupid or anything like that. I get it. And I am still open to the possibility that it could be authentic. And if the church comes out and says that it's authentic, then I'm going to say that it's authentic. Until then, you and I can still be friends, and we can just disagree on this as far as I'm concerned. Now, let me just start off by giving a little background about myself on this topic. When I converted to Catholicism, going through the RCIA program, my sponsor was a Magigoria supporter. He and his wife had been to Magigoria a couple of times at least. As they were talking to me about it, they gave me a book by Wayne Weibel, who was pretty much the authority at the time. This was in the early 90s. And I mean, I just devoured that book. I mean, I was so impressed with the idea that the Blessed Virgin Mary would be coming down to earth and talking to us. It just blew my mind. I'd never heard of such a thing. And I immediately said, well, this has got to be true. And I wanted more information. But of course, at the time, the only information was the Wayne Weibel book and about an hour-long documentary made by the BBC. There really wasn't a whole lot of information available at that time. And I started praying the rosary because of Medjugorje. I developed a devotion to Our Lady because of Medjugorje. In fact, when I was selling siding and replacement windows in the 90s, I went to a gentleman's house and we got to talking, and he was a Medjugorje supporter, and he had been there, and he gave me a rosary that had been blessed by the Pope and allegedly the Blessed Mother in Medjugorje. I saw that as a sign from God. There was no doubt in my mind that Medjugorje was real. As time went on, I kind of fell away from my Marian devotion for several years. I actually didn't pray the rosary very much. But this is the time I was really looking into Catholic doctrine and doing a lot of my study. And this was probably about 6 to 8 years ago, I started praying the rosary again, doing the Marian devotion again. And at that time, I wanted to start looking into Medjugorje again because now we had more information. There was the internet, and I figured there might be more information available. And first, I was shocked it was still going on, and I ran across some stuff that was pretty negative about it. Back in the 90s, it didn't really seem like there was a lot of negative attitude towards it. It all seemed like it was pretty supportive, and everyone was pretty hopeful that it would be approved. But by the time you get to 2010, 2012, there's a lot of people who are saying there's something wrong with this. A lot of time had gone by and a lot of things had happened. So I started really looking into it, and I started looking into other Marian apparitions as well, such as Fatima La Salette and Our Lady of Good Success. And I noticed that there was a situation of one of these things is not like the other. Medjugorje, in my opinion, just doesn't fit the pattern that you would normally get with a Marian apparition. And there are a lot of red flags. So I came to the conclusion that it was probably not authentic. And I'm going to tell you what I find to be problematic. Now, the supporters are always saying, look at the fruits, millions of people praying the rosary, all of these conversions. And they present this as definitive proof of its authenticity. But when it comes to the bad fruits, such as the actions of Tomislav Vlasic, which we will definitely get into later, the obviously schismatic and heretical offshoots, a crowd of supporters kidnapping the bishop, holding him hostage until the UN showed up to rescue him, they will say, well, you can't blame the visionaries for the actions of other people. Well, wait a minute, you can't have it both ways. If Medjugorje gets credit for all the rosaries and conversions, then it has to take blame for the heresy, schisms, disobedience, and sex cults that have come up as a result of it. You don't get to just claim the good. Now, as far as the conversions, rosaries, and changed lives, God is in the business of bringing good out of evil. I don't remember the saint, but one saint is said to have asked Satan, "Who are you?" To which Satan replied, "I am he who tries to do bad, but ends up doing good." Now, if you're going to fake a Marian apparition, she has to say, "Pray the rosary," or nobody's going to buy it. You have to have mass and confession, or nobody's going to buy it. You get thousands of people praying the rosary, going to mass and confession, and the Holy Spirit is going to be working, and lives are going to be changed. Now, Magigoria gets credit for the sheer volume, there's no doubt, and I'm not going to try to take that away from it. But when Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits," he wasn't talking about the masses. He was talking about false teachers. The wolf in sheep's clothing is someone who wants to lead the flock astray. So the vast majority of what they do will look and seem Christian. So we need to look at the people leading the movement, both the visionaries and the priests. One of the first things that I found when I started looking into Medjugorje in around 2012 to 2013 was a video of the visionary Vishka flinching during an apparition. The visionaries claim that during an apparition they can't see, hear, or feel the outside world, which is typical of someone who is having an ecstasy or an apparition of either Jesus or Mary or another saint. During an apparition, someone flicks their hand in front of Vishka's face about an inch in front of her eyes. Normal human reaction is to squint and to pull back or to flinch. That shouldn't happen if they are unaware of their surroundings, as they claim, but Vishka flinched. When asked why, she said the Blessed Mother was about to drop the baby Jesus. That video is what made me really question Magigoria. The supporters of Magigoria are well aware of this incident. They buy Vishka's excuse that at the exact same moment this person flicked their fingers in front of her eyes, the Blessed Mother was about to drop the baby Jesus. I don't buy it. Now, if you want to see this video for yourself, go to YouTube and type in the search bar, Magigoria fake. It'll be probably the second or third video that pops up, and it'll have a picture of Vishka right there. It's about a 5-minute video, and it goes through the whole incident. And like I said, just see it for yourself and see what you think. Now, there have been approved Marian apparitions that didn't have huge miracles either, so that's not a complete and total knockout, but it is something that kind of makes you go, something not right here. To my knowledge, there have been no verified miracles. There have been claims of miracles, but none verified by the church, which, given its 40-year history, doesn't look good. There have been claims of healings, but again, nothing verified. To put this into perspective, Lourdes has thousands of claims from people who say they've been cured by the waters at Lourdes, but only 70 have been verified, which means the church verified through medical records this person had this condition, then they went to Lourdes or got the water from Lourdes, and now this condition is cured. Again, verified through medical records and testimony from medical professionals that there is no medical explanation. But what about clouds changing and people levitating and whatnot? People might say, how can these things be present and the church say there's nothing supernatural happening here? Let's go over the different powers. There's natural powers, and that's what we have. Preternatural powers, which is the power of angels, and supernatural powers, which is what only God can do, which would have to be a medical healing or a major parting of the Red Sea event like at Fatima. Clouds forming into a cross or items disappearing and reappearing or people levitating, that's preternatural, not supernatural. In other words, it could be done by demons. Nothing beyond preternatural has happened at Magigoria. Which brings me to an incident that did happen in Magigoria once when the apparition was materializing, which, by the way, in every other Marian apparition, she appears through a flash of light, and there she is. But at Magigoria, it's kind of this fog thing, and she just kind of forms, which again is different. But when it was materializing, it was actually a demon that appeared. The visionaries gasped, the demon gasped, and then disappeared. Immediately thereafter, the Virgin Mary then appeared and said, "Sorry about that." You get where I'm going with this? The letter from Bishop Zanich, who was initially favorable to the apparitions, but then changed his mind, said in part in his letter in December of 1981, "The ordinary had come to the firm conclusion that the apparitions of the Madonna in Medjugorje are not a reality. The bishop's office expressed its desire and even demanded that the propaganda stop because of the disobedience of the pastoral personnel and the visionaries. This was a futile attempt. Some of the priests involved would lose their faculties, yet still say Mass and hear confessions. On June 21st, 1983, the Virgin states, 'Tell the bishop,'" which was Zanich, "'that I request his urgent conversion to the events of the Medjugorje parish. I am sending him the Penchelmult warning. If he is not converted or will not be converted, my judgment as well as that of my son will strike him. This is spiritual blackmail,' which is one of the signs that it is a false apparition, by the way." From August 1984 to April 1985, the apparitions continued to take place in the parish church despite the bishop's former prohibition. All three bishops have said this is not supernatural, and the bishop is the one who has the say. Yet the attitude is the bishop is wrong. Father Zavko, the first priest involved with the seers, was disciplined for disobedience multiple times, including saying Mass when he was ordered not to. Tomislav Vlasic, who was the second priest and spiritual advisor, handpicked by Our Lady herself for 3 years after the first year, got a nun pregnant in 1976 and sent her to Germany. His love letters ended up in the hands of Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI. He founded a religious community in Italy of young men and women from Medjugorje to work, pray, and live together. And according to Marja Pavlovich, who was one of the seers, this was from Our Lady, and Our Lady wanted him to do this. But when it turned out to be a sex cult, she then wrote another letter stating that she had lied. In 2008, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith informed Vlasic that he was under investigation for the diffusion of dubious doctrine, manipulation of consciences, suspect mysticism, disobedience towards legitimately issued orders, and charged with sexual misconduct. He has since been excommunicated and started his own church called the Church of Jesus Christ of the Whole Universe, where he not only receives apparitions of the Virgin Mary, but also the Apostles Peter and Paul and St. Michael. Now, the visionaries and promoters of Medjugorje like to distance Medjugorje from these priests, but these priests were there from the beginning in the very early days and assisted in developing Medjugorje and getting it off the ground. So to say that they have nothing to do with it or distance Medjugorje from them is just intellectually dishonest. Also, there is a general us-against-the-church mentality when it comes to Medjugorje. The bishop is a bad man. Well, what about the second one? Well, he's bad too. And the third? Yeah, he's bad. The bishops and church hierarchy say there is disobedience. So either the church hierarchy is lying or these priests and visionaries are disobedient. And that doesn't come from the Virgin Mary, regardless of what they say. They tend to use Mary as telling them to do these things despite what the church tells them to do, which is the complete opposite of every other Marian apparition. In a so-called vision near the town of Cerno, 8 days after the apparition started, the Blessed Virgin Mary told them they would only receive 3 more messages and that it would end on July 3rd, 1981, yet here we are, 2022, and it's still going on. In 1995, the seer Vishka told a Dutch family that the Madonna wanted them to build a 100-room hotel in Medjugorje for pilgrims that would also be a conference center. Later, in a letter from Father Slavko Barbarich to the family, it stated that Vishka admitted to him that it was a lie, and the Madonna did not tell her that. Apparently, the Virgin was accustomed to reciting the Our Father with the seers, even saying, "Forgive us our trespasses." How could she do that since she has not? At Lourdes, Our Lady was careful to keep her lips closed during all the Our Fathers and Hail Marys and only reciting the Glory Be. Father Tomislav Vlasic said to one of the visionaries, "Do you feel the Virgin as she who gives grace," which is the traditional Catholic doctrine of Mediatrix of all graces, "or as she who prays with God?" Or, I'm sorry, "she who prays to God." And Vishka said, "as she who prays to God." And the Virgin apparently said, "I do not dispose of all graces." Although Mary as Mediatrix of all graces is not dogma, it is tradition. So either tradition is wrong, or this is not the Virgin Mary. Also, it is a sign that an apparition is false if it settles disputed doctrines. All the apparitions of the Virgin Mary prior to Lourdes, she never said that she was the Immaculate Conception. Then Pius IX infallibly declared it, so at Lourdes she confirmed it. It is God's will that the Magisterium declare and define doctrine, not the Virgin Mary. Mary is quoted as saying, "Tell this priest, tell everyone, that it is you who are divided on earth. The Muslims and the Orthodox, for the same reason as Catholics, are equal before my son and me. You are all my children. Certainly all religions are not equal, but all men are equal before God, as St. Paul says. It does not suffice to belong to the Catholic Church to be saved, but it is necessary to respect the commandments of God in following one's conscience. Those who are not Catholics are no less creatures made in the image of God and destined to rejoin someday the house of the Father. Salvation is available to everyone without exception. Only those who refuse God deliberately are condemned. To him who has been given little, little will be asked for. To whom has been given much, the Catholics, much will be required. It is God alone in his infinite justice who determines the degree of responsibility and pronounces judgment. All religions are similar before God. God rules over them just like a sovereign over his kingdom. In the world, all religions are not the same because people have not complied with the commandments of God. They reject and disparage him. Is the Blessed Mother calling all people on earth to be Catholic? Vishka, no. The Blessed Mother says all religions are dear to her and her son. She says it is we on earth who have made divisions. One of the other seers said, this separation is not good. The Madonna always stressed that there is but one God and that people have enforced unnatural separation. One cannot truly believe, be a Christian, if he does not respect other religions as well. And another one said, each religion must be respected, and you must preserve yours for yourself and for your children. Now, extra ecclesiam nullus salus, which means outside of the church there is no salvation, is a dogma of the Catholic Church. That means it comes from the Holy Spirit. And when the Catholic Church says the Church, it means the Roman Catholic Church. It's talking about itself. So another way of saying this is outside of the Roman Catholic Church, there is no salvation. Now, we know that doesn't mean you have to be Catholic to be saved, but it does mean Catholicism is the only religion, and all other religions and churches are false and have no standing before God. Anyone who is saved who wasn't Catholic in life is Catholic in heaven. If a Muslim dies and goes to heaven, he is now a Catholic. If Billy Graham is in heaven, he is a Mary venerating, Eucharist adoring Catholic. It is also a dogma that Christ desires all men to be in the Catholic Church, and anyone knowing this yet refuses to enter or remain will not be saved. These statements by the visionaries are heretical and alone show this is a false apparition. It is reported that some of the visionaries live wealthy lifestyles. The Pro Magigoria websites deny this and say that the big homes that some of them have built are to house pilgrims when they come, which is fine as long as they are not charging high prices for it. But taking the show on the road, apparitions on demand, scheduling the apparition at this time, at this place, and then, oh, there's a scheduling conflict and it gets changed, charging admission, even thousands of dollars for private sessions in the visionaries' homes, this has never happened before and is a sure sign that this is fake. With all these obvious problems and all three bishops condemning the apparitions, why did Rome step in and allow it to continue and allow pilgrimages? Well, you have to understand the dynamics of Eastern Europe in the 1980s and communism, and John Paul II's obsession with getting rid of it. So a lot of people have speculated that John Paul II stepped in and allowed it to continue because it was anti-communist and was seen as helping the anti-communist movement. However, it grew in such popularity and had so many followers that if the church were to shut it down and say it's not authentic, it would probably cause a schism in the church. So I think the church is just waiting it out, waiting until it dies off, either the visionaries all die off or whatever, but waiting until it's over and out of the minds of the faithful, and then it's going to come down and say that it was not authentic. That's what I believe. Now, if some of you who believe in Magigoria, one thing that I suggest is that you take a break from Magigoria and start looking into the other apparitions that we know are true, that the church has said are authentic, such as Fatima, Lourdes, Our Lady of Good Success, Akita, and even read the diary of Saint Faustina. Start studying those and then revisit Magigoria, and I think you're going to see it does not fit. It does not jive with what we know about Mary and the saints and how heaven operates. Also, study the Catholic faith. Move beyond the sugar rush of being a new convert and grow in your faith. As St. Paul puts it, go from milk to solid food. Then you'll be better able to discern these things, but also realize that you don't get to decide whether it's authentic or not. The church does. Until my next video, God bless.